Our last presentation of the morning, hopefully he can do this in 10 minutes. James Gashel is going to come to us wearing his other hat as Vice President of Business Development for the KNFB Reading Technology. So he's going to kind of give us a little demonstration of what he talked about early this morning. Jim?
Okay, we're having a technology moment over here.
Okay.
We just need a little bit more volume, Byron.
While we're doing that, Marco, can you give us a door prize?
And we have a scarf knitted by Gina Falvo. Field of view, and some more goodies.
Take picture. Field of view, take picture.
That were made by
take
Courtney.
Picture of the document and
read. The person is. Diego Espino?
Diego Espino. He should be here. Yes, there he is.
All right, very good.
Are we ready?
Oh, sure. We're all ready to go. So, you know, a lot of you guys are familiar with KNFB Reader. We put it on the iPhone a year ago in September, and people have bought this technology all over the world. And as I said earlier, it has our name on it. In fact, we've formed a subsidiary company of the National Federation of the Blind called KNFB Reader LLC. K stands for Kurzweil because he's the genius behind the technology, our good friend Ray Kurzweil. And we got to know Ray about 40 years ago when he walked into the Washington, D.C. office of the National Federation of the Blind. He said he'd invented a reading machine. And at the time, I was maybe a little less excited than I should have been. But I was thinking of the guy who came to our national convention. He said he'd invented a new cane. And it was a cane that would vibrate and tell you when you were coming up to a step, up or down. And he brought this vibrating cane to the national convention sometime back in the 1960s, and he fell off the stage with it. And so I wasn't real thrilled when Ray said he'd invented a reading machine. I was thinking of the guy that fell off the stage with his cane. But this device actually did work. At the time, it was the size of a dishwasher, and it took a long time between the time you scanned a page and actually got any
dimmed.
My device is going to talk to me a second here, but it actually took a long time before it did anything.
No text
but,
found. Take picture of the document.
I will in just a second. Button. I'm busy at the moment talking to the audience. All right, I have a very insistent reading machine in front of me. So I'm going to show you what this is like. A lot of you do know how to take pictures with KNFB Reader. And what you're familiar with is, you know, the old method of holding it up, snapping a picture, and the device reads to you in a few seconds. I've got a stand that I have the reader on. And it's this particular stand is called a Fopido stand. That's Fopido, Fopido stand. And so I'm not actually interacting with the device itself. I've just set it up here on the stand. I have it connected to a Bluetooth keyboard, so listen as I press keys.
Field of view report. Report camera position relative to the doc. Take picture.
Okay,
take picture of the document and read the text.
So you just heard me press a couple of the arrow keys to move from one control to the next. So I'm not actually touching the device. I'm going to switch this to what we call the stand mode. So here's what you would hear. And your reader, if you have one, will do this. Or those of you that buy it this weekend on sale, it'll do it too. I'm using an Android version of the KNFB reader. I could be using the iPhone version. It would do the same thing. So
Field of view report. Select picture mode.
Select current picture selection mode.
Manual button.
Manual. I'm going to switch it to stand, so.
Select profile. Manual picture. Automatic picture. Document stand. Radio
document
button
stand.
Unchecked. Current selection. Stand. Alert information. Please place your device on an empty document stand and align the camera with the aperture. Cancel. Okay.
So every time you place the device on the stand as you're setting it up, by the way, I just set it there and then leave it, so I don't have to go through all this, but I wanted you to hear what this sounds like. So I'm going to go press OK.
OK button.
And you're going to hear a couple of quick beeps, which means it's configuring itself to the stand. Okay, so we're ready to go. What
text
this
detected.
Now means is...
Take picture.
What this now means is that I can set a piece of print paper down underneath the device, and it will see,
no
it should
found.
See text
take picture.
Automatically.
Take picture of the document and read the text.
Again, I'm
button.
Not touching the device. I'm not even touching the stand. I'm just going to lay a piece of paper down here in front. It's telling me that it's looking for text. And I set the paper down. I got my hand out of the way.
Text detected. Take picture. Dimmed. Resolution 2015-01. Regarding quarterly conference calls between blind stakeholder consumer groups and the Illinois Director of Rehabilitation, whereas
this
the
is
National
for John
Federation
Gordon's
of the
Blind
benefit. Of Illinois, the National Association of Blind Merchants, and other interested consumer organizations believe that it is of the utmost importance to keep the lines of communication open with the Director of Rehabilitation Services, and whereas such communication allows the blind to advocate for the kinds of specialized service.
Okay,
take
now.
Picture. Take picture of the document and read the text.
That was that was completely detected. Automatic. Envision sitting at your desk, and this is exactly the configuration I have.
Dimmed.
Imagine sitting at your desk, and whenever you have something that is in print to read, just laying it down in a certain place underneath the where it's looking down, where the camera's looking down at the desk. Place your piece of paper down there. You don't even have to line it up very much. Just lay it down there. It'll say text detected, and it'll take that picture automatically. Now, if you've got a book you want to do, just keep flipping pages, and it will. I demonstrated this at the National Convention. You can go page after page after page after page. It will batch them together and then process them as a batch. You can do this with a whole book. So in, say, 20 minutes of just flipping pages, you've got 50 or 60 or maybe 100 pages, and KNFB Reader will read it to you in a complete batch. In other words, this has now moved from being just a one-page document reader, which was not too bad, but now... You can scan books and read, and you can do it for less than $100. I think you ought to go out and get KNFB Reader if you don't have it, because your reader can do that too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.